Lucky Strike released in cinemas on Friday the 17th of July. Inspired by true events, Lucky Strike tells the story of one soldier trapped behind enemy lines during the last major German offensive during World War II, what will become known as the Battle of the Bulge. Armed only with his Motorola SCR300 radio, a new technology only battle-ready near the end of the war, he must use his wits and spycraft to thwart the advancing Nazi Panzer Army and find his way back home. I am a real sucker for a movie based on a true story. I always find it fascinating to see how directors and producers and screenwriters adapt reality to the big screen. And really, I found that if a true story is interesting enough to make it to the big screen, it's usually interesting enough that it doesn't actually need to be changed all that much to create a successful film. Sometimes small details need to be tweaked to make the ending more satisfying, or there are details that are left out because it's a limited time form of creation. But for the most part, the movies I've seen at least match up quite well with the real story when I start to do my digging, which I can't seem to stop myself from doing. The story in Lucky Strike came from producer Mark Friedman. He grew up in France, and as a high school project, he was asked to write a report about the Second World War. He set out to interview a bunch of veterans who'd survived, and one man told him the story of the soldier who had survived using a Motorola radio that had really just been released during the war. The story stuck with Mark for almost 50 years, and eventually he started to have a script crafted around it. World War II's Battle of the Bulge began in December 1944 in the forests of Belgium, and it sent the German army into retreat, but at the cost of tens of thousands of US casualties. Among them was the units that the movie centers around. I think that when we think about war today, it all feels really distant. We've seen a lot of conflict cropping up across the globe over the last few years, and a few situations that feel like they could well tip over into a Third World War. But war today feels different from what we've seen in the first two world wars. For one, it feels like there's a lot less physical one-on-one combat and a lot more button pushing with remote weapons and drones. So this might even make it easier for us to forget the human cost of war. One survivor of the Battle of the Bulge, Jim Sharp, who was 101 last year when he told his story to a journalist, provided a stark reminder of just how brutal war is when he described how both of his brothers had gone to World War II before him and both had died. Often these soldiers' bodies were never returned home, and their families, like his did, would just receive a notice telling them that their son, husband, or brother had died. So even though it might feel like we've had a lot of war movies, and perhaps particularly many centered around World War II particularly, I think Lucky Strike is very timely and a stark reminder of the true brutality of war, how human beings remain scarred by it even decades later, and how one man's story of survival can be a reminder of how important it is for us to ensure no one has to face such a situation ever again. Lucky Strike stars Scott Eastwood, Taylor John Smith, Colin Hanks, and Ingenue Ellis Taylor, and is out in cinemas countrywide right now.
German counteroffensive has been going on for 3 days. We need you to block that road this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Come on, come on.
Murph!
Sorry, sir.
You do realize we have 400 pounds of explosives back there, right, Murph?
It's
the first SS Panzer Division coming down that road. You boys have never fought anything like them.
Reminiscing about the beaches of Puerto Rico, Ram?
From the Upper West Side, Miller. I'm taking New York winter over.
Dauntless, this is Derek 06. Vehicle's broke. All my men are dead.
Roger, Derek. We cannot get to you. We need to get to Rally Point Elsinore.
That's too big of a hike. Got the SS crawling all over me.
Godspeed to you, Captain.
When it comes to the SS, there are no rules. They're not soldiers. They're murderers.
American.
He warned us about turncoats and spies.
Keep your radio battery alive. It's your lifeline now.
That was the sturdiest radio in the war.
80 years from now, everyone will know what happened in that battle. But will they understand it?
I hope they do.